Liberia Anti-Corruption Commission received information or complaint from concerned citizens and individuals who are protected by us, and sometimes from the press reportage. And once information of that nature is received, the Liberia Anti-Corruption Commission, through its intelligent arm, will conduct its own due diligence. And after it shall have gathered sufficient evidence and facts to establish probable cause, the commission will now and then invite all those who are connected with the allegation of theft, misappropriation, misuse of public funds, and other crimes that are cognizable before our law.
And so, Mr. Martin, did you invite the National Elections Commission? Because my understanding is that the Elections Commission had no prior knowledge of you issuing this statement.
The invitation was sent before the statement was issued. Corruption matters are not matters that are kept under the carpet. So we have sent out a formal invitation. And based upon that invitation, and for the public to know that what the Liberia Anti-Corruption is doing, we have to give a release as to the nature of our investigation, because it involves an allegation of corruption that will not be investigated under the carpet.
We are talking about $180,000. Some people say that your commission is picking and choosing who to prosecute, because they say there are even larger amounts of money that other departments of governments have allegedly spent, but they were never cited by your commission.
The commission does not act on perception. The commission does not act on hearsay evidence. The commission acts on the doctrine of best evidence. So what we've done is that the pieces of evidence we have in our possession, based on an allegation, the commission will investigate. So people have alleged, but they have not brought that to the commission, supported by evidence. Since I took over at the LACC on the July 22nd, my investigation has been transparent and unambiguous, and the public can attest to that. We have invited key public officials to the commission to answer questions as to allegations of theft and corruption. So I wouldn't dwell on the fact that people say, in my own opinion, it's not the best evidence. But if the evidence has been adduced and we don't go after the complaint, then that would be a justifiable ground to say that we are picking and choosing. But no, we are going after allegations that have been supported by facts and evidence. And once we have that within our domain, we will not hesitate to investigate. And once there are justifiable reasons to show that, yes, indeed, the act was committed, we'll go for prosecution.
Thermometers are supposed to measure temperature. And then some people will say, in the wake of the COVID-19, it's appropriate for the National Elections Commission to purchase these thermometers. So are you against the purpose of the thermometers or the cost?
The government of Liberia and the citizens of Liberia are adherents of the rules of COVID prevention. We are not against the procurement of the thermometers. What we are concerned about is the cost and the procurement regime, whether or not it will procure through the PPCC process, that being the Public Procurement Commission, and whether there was no inside trading as to an individual within the commission establishing its own company and sole sourcing that to the commission. Those are issues that we need to clarify, and those are issues that call for investigation. We are not picking. We are transparent at this Liberia Anti-Corruption Commission. I can boast on that much about it.
Mr. Martin, it's a pleasure to speak with you on Daybreak Africa. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.